Hi, this is Kara on 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania, and online at WNJR.org. I'm on the line with Calico and Chuck from Bisto Blanco. Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
We are fantastic.
Super good.
So you guys have just finished touring in support of your second album. Tell us a little bit about the tour.
Yeah, we just released the second record in November, and we started off the release with a arena tour in Germany with a very well-known band over there. I'll just refer to them as the Uncles, because if I tell you their names,
I sound like we're having a seizure.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but basically it's just a misspelling there of the evil uncle, basically, and they've been around since the 80s, and were gracious enough to ask us to support them in their arena tour in November, December, which was unbelievable. We had a great time, and then we ended up doing a few dates here in the South, Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, a bunch of others, and made our way down to the Monsters of Rock cruise ship that left out of Tampa, Florida. And then from there, we were kind of sick of the sunshine and the beach and all that stuff.
So
go right to Anchorage, Alaska.
It was eight. Like, not like 18 or 28.
Right.
It was eight degrees.
Wow. Well, we're very confused in Pittsburgh because we came back from Monsters of Rock, and it's usually in, like, the 20s or 30s here in February, and it's 75 degrees today.
Yeah.
Dang. There's a place you can go if you miss the cold.
Yeah. So we're not quite sure what's happening here in Pittsburgh, but, well, we were lucky enough to catch you on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and the show was incredible, so I hope there'll be more touring in your future in the States for everyone around here to get to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we're actually a multi-country band. I mean, we have, like, you know, guys in Germany, and Chuck's in Nashville, and Chris and I are in L.A., so, I mean, no matter where you are in the world, one of us lives close to you.
Okay. Well,
we plan on doing a lot more, a lot more touring in the future, you know, hopefully over in your area. I have a promoter that's been contacting us as well to do something close to the stage, A&E there, which is by Heinz Field.
Right, right. That would be great.
Which would be good. And, hopefully we get a little bit closer to you. And, you never know. Maybe back on that boat. Who knows?
Well, we will definitely be on it again next year. So we would love to see you guys again on the Monsters of Rock. For those who aren't familiar with the band other than, you know, the tracks that Greg has played on his radio show, can you tell us a little bit about how Bisto Blanco formed?
Callie,
you go. I'm like your little Wayne. Like, you talk, right, and I'll be like, yeah!
Yeah! That's right!
Oh, right! He's right!
Oh, yeah. As you know, Calico and I go way back.
Right.
Touring together since 2001, somewhere around that time, and I don't know, I've always, I think Calico's awesome on stage with her father, and she's an amazing actress as well, but
yeah.
She is certified 100% rock star, and I've always known it, and I knew she could sing, and I knew she had all kinds of other things that needed to get out of that talented body of hers, and she just owns the stage, and somehow, some way, I was going to make something to where I could use her talents, and we could start and do something together that, you know, was just this artsy, rock and roll, wild, animalistic, just everything that encompasses rock and everything you feel about rock and roll. Or you, there's a great picture of Calico. She just looks like she's, you know, just CBGBs, just covered in sweat, leather, latex. She's got makeup dripping down, and people go, "So what does your band sound like?" And I show them the picture, and I go, "Like that." You know, that's where we setting out with Bisto Blanco, and that's where the name came from. Basically, was that Chris and I started writing some songs together, and we wanted to sort of give the music a name and give the energy its own identity, and we thought that it was good enough to where it should have its own separate identity, and that's where Bisto came from. Bisto Blanco is sort of okay. Something that we summoned the Bisto, if you will, and for me, it's one of those things. I was taking on a whole new responsibility as being, you know, front man and songwriter and guitar mm-hmm. player, and stripping away my duties of, you know, just bass player and not just bass player, but, you know, I was primarily the bass player in Alice Cooper, and that was my gig. So right. There was a lot of fear and a lot of unknowns and obstacles that sort of came my direction when I had to sort of really, you know, think about what it would take for me to, you know, front a band, and in order to do those things, I wanted to turn the courage turn the fear into courage, and so the name Bisto Blanco sort of comes like that. I think we all face that little fear every once in a while, or we can't do this, or we can't do that, and I'm glad that, you know, I can, you know, do that, and find the courage to do Bisto Blanco. So as we started to progress with the sound and the look and the stage show, we invited Calico to come into the studio to sing backing tracks on a couple of songs on the first record, and it was just obvious that, you know, with her and I's relationship together and our chemistry on stage, that mm-hmm. I just asked her, I said, hey, is this something you'd be interested in doing if we took this thing on the road? And I don't even think, before I finished my sentence, she said yes.
Yeah, and, yeah, I want to do it, because I never thought about being in a band, because it's just sort of one of those things where, you know, your dad is a rock icon, and you know, I had no interest in what I thought would happen if I did a band, which would be, you know, a sort of a competitive thing. But I was like, no, you know what, I'm going to do my acting thing, and I really enjoy it, which I still love. But, you know, when Chuck kind of brought it up, I was like, well, yeah. Like, because it's so different, and it's such a different animal altogether. And it turns out that I didn't want to be in someone else's band. I wanted to be in my band.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just like marked in destiny, because it had never even occurred to me. And he's right. Before he was even like, you know, I'm thinking about taking this thing on, I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And I think there was a part of me that definitely, you know, I think it must live in your DNA a little bit, and
right.
You know, and the stage is always going to be, you know, like my first love, and you know, it's just the first show we did. It was just like whatever that thing is just sort of exploded out of me, and I shocked myself. I was like, whoa. But that's what, you know, the music does to you. If it Bisto Blanco does to you, gives you permission to go there, you know?
Well, yeah. The live show, definitely, you know, you can tell that you're an actress, and it comes out on stage, and it really brings the music to life. So, you know, I told some people, I went down front to take some pictures for a few songs, which is what I did at every other show on that cruise, and your theater show was the last show I saw, and I couldn't leave the front row. I stayed the whole time and left Greg sitting back by the soundboard for the whole show. And when the lights came back on, that's when he found me. So
yeah, that's the concept. That's the whole idea behind it. I mean, you know, look, like I said before, and I mean this. I mean, Calico is she's a great performer. But I mean, and going back to her statement as this being her own band, I mean, we're now starting to see the success and the accolades, and really kind of, you know, we're kind of able to look back a little bit and kind of pat ourselves on the back at what we've accomplished.
Yeah.
And you know, right, Callie? I mean, we've been in some very uncomfortable situations at times.
Holy crap.
And only because we believed in this thing. And I think strong, me personally, is because I believe so much in her and Chris and the rest of the guys. I know that we have something. We just needed time to figure out what exactly it is we're trying to do. It's almost like, you know, you let a bunch of dogs out of their kennel that's been caged up for a long time, and they're all just going to take off running, and they don't even know why, and they're what direction they're heading. And that was us. And now all of a sudden we're figuring out exactly what we're what we're doing, and we still got a long way to go, and we still got more tricks up our sleeves. And
we went from a bunch of wild dogs to a focused wolf pack.
Exactly. And we're bringing more people into the den, you know, if you will. And the greatest compliment I got is the one that you just gave us, Kara, was Lizzie Hale from Hellstorm said the same thing. She yeah. saw us at the Basement East here in Nashville, and she said, I couldn't leave where I was watching the show to get a beer or go to the restroom or even talk to a friend because I felt like I was going to miss something.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
This is WNJR FM Washington with Calico and Chuck from Bisto Blanco. So, with your new album, I wanted to ask you about a few of the songs. I definitely think there's some growth in the band from the first release to the second. I wanted to ask you about the song Dark Matter. That came from, and I hear a little bit of Pink Floyd on that for sure, and you know, some different influences from the other songs.
Yeah, I think it was important for us to branch out a little bit, and I mean, the whole idea is to grow as an artist and you know, hone in your skills a little bit, and that's what we've been doing on this. That's what we did on the second record. Putting together a stage show like we do with Bisto Blanco, there needs to be, you know, peaks and valleys and different things in order for the stuff to work. And we couldn't just be on 10 the whole time, which is mm-hmm. a great place to exist, don't get me wrong. But, you know, after a while, I'll look down at Calico and she'll just be collapsed on the stage going, right. We need a slower song. But no, we wanted to really show that growth. So the song and the lyrics on the second record are, you know, we tapped into a different way of songwriting. And Lindsay Garrick, my wife, she's an amazing lyricist and writer. And she was writing a ton at the time. So she had the idea of that song, Dark Matter, which is basically just, she just brought it up. She just said, hey, I got this song called Dark Matter. And I had just seen a performance here in Nashville where the song started off basically just with a guy singing, and then gradually more instruments started to get introduced into the song. And I just found myself just sort of in awe of what was happening. And I don't really think a lot of artists that and are willing to try to do something like that, and I wanted to do that so badly. And I thought with a name like Dark Matter, it'd be really easy to give that a go. And with the double meaning behind the song and mm-hmm. the lyrics, so many people have their own interpretation of what it means, and that was important because I want everybody to have their own experience with every song, and that's the growth that I really hear on the second record as well. Is there's so much content for everybody if you're a lyric person and you want to follow a storyline. I mean, there's tons of it throughout the album, and mm-hmm. You hear the tempo changes and the soloing that Chris Latham does on the record is phenomenal, and then just all of a sudden you throw in these different aspects of, you know, my voice and Calico's voice, and I just think there's just so much ear candy for the listener, and Dark Matter is one of those songs that just came out, and it's special. It's the one that we get asked the most about, and yeah, you may hear some Pink Floyd, you know, you're gonna hear influences because I'm a child of rock and roll. I've been sure. listening to it my whole life, and I take that as a compliment. If somebody says, hey, it sounds like this, I honestly don't ever try, but I take it as a compliment if somebody does say, you know, hey, it sounds like this or sounds like that, because those are the bands I grew up listening to, I still listen to, I'm very, very proud of that song. I would definitely think it's one of my top favorite. And I remember playing the song for Calico just in the demo form, and she was just... you had all kinds of visuals going on that time, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a visceral song in general, you know, it's, it, like Chuck said, you know, everybody has song, and, you know, I'm very, very imaginative and creative, and so when I listen to it, I mean, you gave me a $100,000 budget, I would make you a music video that would blow your face off, just with the images that I have in my head, like, just so visceral and amazing, and you know, Dark Matter is going to be a harder song to pull off live, you know, because
right.
We do have such big energy, and he's right. You have to create these peaks and valleys of, you know, of sort of just a vibe, you know, it's like, but the high energy stuff and then like kind of the slow, campy, sexy stuff like Honey, mm-hmm. you know, that makes this show work. I would love if we did an arena tour, Dark Matter works. Like, just visually with, like, the back screen and the whole thing. Like,
right.
I've got it all in my head. You just give me the money tour and I'll go.
Well, I don't know. I definitely one of those songs that I think I'm we're going to figure out a way to do it live. I think it's going to be one of those. I want to make it the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
The jaw dropper, absolutely. Yeah.
Very cool. Do you guys have any favorite songs on the album that you want to tell us about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said first.
Do you want me to name a few more of my favorites?
Well, I could tell you my favorite. I just think that sort of encompasses the whole vibe of Beast Oath. It's sort of like what I've been wanting to say for a while. And it's just the opening line for Grind, I think. Tells a story of who I am in a way, where I come from, and the type of person I am, and it's just the type of attitude that we've needed to have to get this far. I'm very proud of that tune. I'm extremely proud of the song called Machine Girl as well. I think it's just such a great theatrical song.
Yeah.
There's so much I want to do with that song, and just to, again, it's one of those things where it's one of those light bulb moments. It's one of those aha moments where I'm now just I've been writing now for the third Beast Oath record as well.
Okay.
And all of this stuff that we're talking about is all stuff that, you know, I need to shove into this next third album bag as well. And go it, because there's so many of those elements that work so well, and I want more Machine Girls on for our, you know, for the show, and more songs like Grind, and I just want to keep doing what we're doing, because for some reason it's working, and because it's working, you know, I just want to enhance on it and make it better.
Yeah, well, Machine Girls definitely one of my favorites. When I heard it, I immediately thought of, like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, so definitely theatrical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I really like that song a lot. Calico, I think you were going to say something, and I interrupted.
No, not at all. I was just driving my grandpa to the airport the other day, and he goes, oh, let me hear that, the record that you're on. And I said, okay. So I put it on, listening to it. And then after Machine Girl, I didn't say a word. I just let the record play in the order that it plays. And after Machine Girl, he goes, that was my favorite. And he's like tapping his little loafer. Like, he's mouthing the words. He goes, I do because I'm bad. He loves that one. You know, for me, I love, you know, I think it changes. It's sort of like, you know, not to get poetic, but it does undulate a little bit, because when I first got the record and the demos and we sang it, like, I have my favorite songs to sing, but then as somebody who actually likes the music, you know, there's songs that move me in different ways for different reasons, and you know, for me, like, you know, Chuck was talking about Grind, for me, Death uh-huh. Rattle is a song that sort of, like, if you plugged in, you know, an auxiliary cable into my brain, it's kind of like, you know, that's kind of what's going on in there sometimes, and you know, like, I just love performing it, because I really just, like, I'm feeling that one from the gut, and then, you know, and as time goes on, I go, wait a minute, like, I was just in the car the other day, and I was in, like, the best mood ever, and that song, I Rise, came on, and I was like, yeah!
Oh, shit, I forgot about that one.
I really want to see that live. Can we do I Rise live?
The fun thing about this band is, you know, there's so much talent. There's so much talent. I mean, you know, it's obvious that, you know, Calico and I have the most talent. But, you know, Chris, I'm kidding. Jan and Tim and Chris, there's so much there. But the great thing about this band is that, you know, everybody goes in with the agenda as what's best for Bisto and how can we make this work. So any idea that we throw across the table is a great idea, and we'll know right away if it's something that's going to work, and everybody just goes for it. There's no like, well, I'll give it a go. It's just the way this thing works, and that's why I think it's coming across live as well as you see it, because we believe in it, and we love what we're doing, and we're having a great time doing it right now.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's... Well, unless there's anything else you guys want to cover, I think that sounds like a great place to stop the interview. I want to thank you so much for joining us on WNJR-FM Washington. Calico and Chuck, we hope to see you soon in the Pittsburgh area.
You absolutely will.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you later, and then